You're listening to Purposeful Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Postel, and I'm here to encourage you to be bold, step out on faith, and be the amazing woman God has called you to be. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Purposeful Woman. I'm glad you were able to join me again today. I was thinking about how everything in life has an expiration date. Relationships, friendships, jobs, locations. Eventually, things will change and seasons come to an end. When do you know that the time of change is here? When do you take a look and really understand that you are staying past your expiration date? One of the easiest ways to see if you have stayed past your allotted time is everything comes easy. In fact, it comes a little too easy. You can do the task, you can complete whatever you're working on with your eyes closed. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to put any thought into it. It is just something that's automatic. You don't even have to wonder if you're doing the right thing. You just know. And that could be a sign that you've reached the point and you're ready to start something new. I understand that when it's easy, you know, it's comfortable. It doesn't require too much effort. But doesn't it get a little boring when things are too easy on that job or doing that task or whatever you're working on at the moment? Isn't it a little boring when things are too easy? Don't you want a little bit of a challenge? Or maybe you're one of those people that are okay with status quo. But if you're someone that really wants to grow, when you get to that point where you can just do things on autopilot, I think that it's time to consider that maybe you've been in that position, that role, in that area a little too long. A second way you can tell is you feel like you've hit a ceiling and that you're not learning anything at all. Maybe you've looked for different opportunities, be it in your city, within your organization, outside your organization, and you realize that where you're at, your opportunities are limited. You owe it to yourself to take advantage of every opportunity that is available to you. And if you are concerned about hurting other people, to take advantage of those opportunities. Now, let me put a caveat in here. I'm not talking about leaving your spouse, leaving your husband, anything like that. No, I'm just putting this more in the area of maybe education or career or things in that nature. But when you're looking around and you see that you've taken a look at the opportunities that are available to you where you are at, and you realize that none of them are a good fit for you, or none of them are on the path that you are seeking to transition to, you owe it to yourself to look at every opportunity that is available to you. You can stay where you are trying to appease other people and make them happy, but in the end, it is only going to hurt you and your opportunity to grow in the long run. You owe it to yourself to take that stretch, that leap of faith, and step in to the opportunities that are out there, because there are so many. And if you are willing to do it, there's somebody out there that will give you that opportunity. I remember when I was ready for a change and I just needed somebody to teach me that new role. Looking at me on paper, I didn't have the experience, but I found someone that was willing to take me under their wing, teach me what I needed to know. And I was able to catapult off that and move into other positions and other areas. So it's really getting around the right people, getting into the right rooms. It doesn't mean you have to kiss up to people or things of that nature. Just be yourself. And of course, always be prayerful, because I believe that God opens doors for you at the right time. You just have to be ready and willing to learn. Having the right mindset is also important when it comes to moving past the expiration date and going on to something else. You have to believe that you can do it. You have the tools, you have the knowledge, you have the insight. And so what if you don't know 100% of what it is you're seeking to move into? As long as you know 60%, that's good enough. And I know women are notorious for wanting to check all of the boxes before we take a leap. There was a study that showed men, they go for it whether they have the experience or not. And they just, they talk about what they know they can do. So if you're a woman out there and you're down on yourself about what you don't know, stop beating yourself up. Look at what you can do well and promote your strengths and use that to get into the role that you are looking for. Because you're always going to have some room to learn. You're never going to know everything. Because if you knew everything, then there would be no opportunity to grow and you'd be right back to square one, right? So you have to understand that you will continue to grow. And you may not know everything in what you're aiming for, but that's okay. You will learn as you go. And are you staying out of fear? I think fear is a crazy thing. It can rob you of so many things in life if you allow it to. It can rob you of your present. It can rob you of your future. It can rob anything in life if you allow fear to dictate your decisions. And God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So step out in faith. Step out in the knowledge that God has given you wisdom, he's given you knowledge, he's given you skills that will be an asset to you as you pivot into the next area. So when you know that you are ready, you know that you've kind of reached the time where it's time for you to go, that expiration date's here, you've actually overstayed, you've been there too long, what should you do? Take an honest assessment of where you're at. Take a look at everything, what you've accomplished, where you feel you're blocked and where you'd like to grow. And that way you'll have a plan written down and have a clear path of the direction that you want to take. The next step is take a look at opportunities that are available to you, be it through people you know, opportunities you find online, through organizations. There are so many ways that you can seek out new opportunities. They're all around you. You just have to be open to seeing them and receiving them when they come to you. And next, be willing to learn new things. You can stay somewhere, but you always have to be willing to learn. I feel like as long as we are on this earth, there will always be a lesson to learn. I don't care how old you are, you will always learn something from somebody. So keep that spirit of being willing to learn, being open to new things, new ideas, new ways of doing things, because sometimes when we get older, we can be a little stuck in our ways. So we have to learn to be a little more flexible, a little more agile in the things that we do. And you can learn something from somebody that's younger than you, because they have their own ways. The little, the 20-something, I can't call them little. I said little. The 20-somethings have their own way of doing things. And 30-somethings, every age group has their own way of doing things. So be open to learn. Don't shut your ears because of a person's age. You never know what they may teach you that you need to know. And lastly, get outside of your comfort zone. Get outside of your area. Go meet new people. Go try something new. And just experience life. There is so much out there to do. So many wonderful things that are available. And why stay pigeonholed? There are so many things that you can do to make your life more vibrant. Travel. Maybe look at international opportunities. The world really is your oyster. Whatever you decide to do, you've got the world at your fingertips. And the only thing that can stop you is you and having the wrong mindset. So be open to change. If you are in that place that you've stayed too long, out of comfort, out of fear, it's time to break out and take advantage of all of the opportunities that are available to you. Because I can tell you this, one day you're going to get to a point where those opportunities won't be there. And you don't want to be filled with regret because you let all of these wonderful opportunities pass you by. So today, seize every opportunity. Well, that concludes this week's podcast. Be sure to subscribe to Purposeful Woman and don't forget to share. You can follow me on social media. The links are in the show notes. And you can also find me on YouTube. And remember, as you go through your week, be bold, be empowered, break through fear, walk in faith, and allow God to lead and guide you.